We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, welcome back. This is music from Stevie Ray Vaughan, Couldn't Stand the Weather. Goes out to Travis Colabert, one of our listeners from Lawrence, Kansas. He listens regularly to our show on the podcast.
We were very grateful for that.
Thank you to Travis. Listener Appreciation Month here on The Drive. Here's Samaje Haynes-Jones from Wichita State. Samaje, how are you doing? How's your summer?
It's going good. Appreciate y'all having me on here.
Well, we love having you. You're with Bob and Jeff, of course, here on The Drive. What is it that you're trying to focus on this summer? You're going to be one of the rare guys on the roster next season that we're familiar with. So what is it that you're working on as we approach your final season of college basketball?
First thing I'm trying to do, just put myself in a position to get ready for my senior year. It's my last year. I'm ready to graduate and just get ready for my last year with this team. Second, just gel with this new team. We got nine new guys coming in and just getting ready just this summertime. Just the best time to gel together, hoop anytime we can, and just bond anytime we can.
So Samaje, it must be bittersweet, and I don't want to like put words in your mouth or anything, but you lost so much from last year's team, and that hurts maybe the team. We'll see how these new guys pan out, but it also really gives you a greater opportunity to step in and not only earn more minutes, but maybe even be the starting point guard. So is that kind of how you're approaching it? That on one hand, it's difficult, and in another way, it's really good for you personally.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, it just puts me in a good position. Last year, you know, we had all the guys that already been there. I came in as a new guy. Now I'm one of the persons that was there last year that can lead and be a leader on this team and be more vocal and, you know, teach the young guys the ropes.
Shocker senior Samaje Haynes-Jones is with us. You were a ball of fire in several games last year, but consistency was difficult at times. What was the adjustment like for you coming out of Hutchinson Community College, where you were obviously a tremendous player on a national championship team? What was the adjustment like?
The adjustment, just running more plays, getting used to everybody, just the environment that we was in, just playing against tougher teams pretty much. You know, JUCO has some good players and stuff, but you know, transferring to the American Conference where they were bigger and stronger was just an adjustment for me. And just coming in, trying to learn every day was what I was doing last year. And this year I feel like I'm ready.
So, Samaje, if you don't want to go too deeply into it, I understand. But the anxiety stuff last year, can you kind of take us through exactly what that was and how that felt for you?
Yeah, it hurt a lot. It stopped me sometimes just from me playing basketball. It started with stomach problems. I had acid reflux and things were hurting my stomach, making me, you know, get sick a lot. And then just with that, trying to figure out the right medication to use and while playing basketball was just a lot of stress on my body, and try to maintain my good schoolwork was just a little stressful. But after I found out what it was, I start, you know, realizing it and just trying to figure out what medications was there to help me, and I figured out what it is, and I feel so much better now. I haven't been having any problems, been eating more healthier, and just trying to be a better person
We're talking with Samaje Haynes-Jones. It's obvious that you were extremely close to your mother. She passed away while you were in high school at East High. That relationship remains strong. I know you love to talk about her, so we want to give you that opportunity here. How much is she still with you, and how much is that relationship on your mind on a daily basis?
It's always on my mind every day. You know, I just try to make her proud every day, no matter if it's just me playing basketball or in the classroom, because at the end of the day, you know, I'm just trying to be a better person, because it's always life after basketball. And you know, this is my last year. I'm just trying to grow as a person, grow and be a better teammate, a better player, and a better person overall, and just be the best I can be moving forward in my life. And I think that's just going to keep making her proud of me.
Samaje, so you played JUCO for Steve Eck. Now you're obviously playing for Greg Marshall. It seems like maybe those guys would have a little bit in common, but also that they're quite a bit different. Is that how you see it? How would you compare those two guys?
The same, I say the same about them. They both love to win. You know, they're going to do whatever to get a win. Coach Eck doesn't really yell a lot, you know. And Coach Marshall, he demands a lot more than Coach Eck does. And, you know, that's fine. And, you know, it just makes you stronger inside, him testing you and challenging you every day to be a better person and a better player on the court.
Samaje Haynes-Jones with us. I know people are wanting you, as a guy that's been around a little while, to assess some of these newcomers. I don't know how much of an opportunity you've had to see them or play with them yet, but what are your thoughts on all these guys that are coming to Wichita State?
Well, only two of them are not here, so we're every day we're getting up in the morning, working out, getting with each other. After workouts, we got camp going on. This is a good time for us to, you know, bond with the kids, and then another opportunity for us to bond with each other. And I'm open to all of them. They all come over my house anytime they want and just hang out, you know. So just getting that gel feeling with each other early before this season starts kicking off is going to be big for us.
Yeah, but can they play, Samaje? That's what we want to know.
You said what?
Can they play?
Oh, most definitely. Oh, yeah, all of them can play. I'm just going to have to see for yourself. And I feel like our team is very athletic, and I'm just ready and excited for this year.
Have you, Samaje, talked with Marcus, another senior, and another veteran of the program, about just your guys' roles as leaders? You're obviously someone who can handle that. So is that a conversation that you've had or that you even need to have?
Oh yeah, we know what we're supposed to do. We're both seniors. Marcus been here for 4 years, so he knows more of the ropes than I do. But just me being here from last year, I know a lot too. So just when they come in, you know, you just tell them the ropes when they come in, and play hard as you can, and be confident in yourself and everything you do. And that's just pretty much like being a leader, and you know, making sure everybody's on time, making sure, you know, for everything, for weights, practice, camp, all that. All those things is going to make us better, like, as a team. So that's us being leaders. So we don't really got to talk about that to each other. We know what we're supposed to do.
Wichita State guard Samaje Haynes-Jones with us. You've talked in this interview, Samaje, a lot about your future and how you aspire to be someone whom your mother would be proud of, and you've mentioned you're on pace to graduate. Tell us a little bit about what you see your post-basketball life being like.
You said my post-basketball?
Yeah, obviously you're going to want to go and play somewhere, but when basketball's finished, what do you see your life being?
You know, hopefully I have, you know, a wife and kids, you know. And I feel like just I want to have my own business. I'm in sports management. Anything could happen with that. And just overall, just try to help give back, you know, come back here or just anywhere I can help in the world and just be a better person for anybody in this world is just something that's so special to me because I had that growing up. And just like this little thing right here, this camp is just so amazing to me because I was one of these kids at the soccer camp growing up playing basketball and just to give back and hear what they got to say, and they looking up to me is just a blessing. I just want to keep doing that for the rest of my life, just being an inspiration to others.
I heard you were writing a paper today, Samaje. What was that about?
Oh, man. It was about young women's health, just pretty much learning about just things that go on in life. It's not all about just women, but just things that go on in people's lives. And it was like a 4-page paper. Like right after we had workouts, I did it. It took me a while, and then I had another one that was due, and I did it. So I got out here about 1:30 to come back and come out to this camp. But yeah, classes is going good for me.
Samaje, you're a good guy. We appreciate you taking some time out of your day to come and talk with us and keep representing the City League, man.
Most definitely. I'm proud to be at Wichita State. I'm proud to be from Wichita. Thank y'all for having me.
All right.
Thank
have
you.
A good day. Thanks. That's Samaje Haynes-Jones, nice Wichita person. State. We love the kid.
Hard not to.
Hope he has a really good senior season for the Shockers.
Yeah, I hope he does.
He battled it last year. It was a struggle on and off the court a little bit for him. But I think, listen, I like to see all of them succeed. But when they come from Wichita and they played in the City League, and I saw Samaje Haynes-Jones when he was a sophomore and Connor Frankamp was a senior, go toe-to-toe with Connor at North High School, one of the best high school matchups I've seen. They were it was tit for tat. They were both on fire, and it was a highly entertaining game. And I think Samaje is capable of being a very good player in his senior year.
I hope he puts it together this year. It's easy to root for.
There you go. We need two callers. World Series of Faceoff qualifying, 869-1240, to qualify for the World Series of Faceoff. Two callers. We'll play right after the break here on The Drive KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.